every time I bring up my favorite movie or song, y'all call my shit corny. You act like I don't have no taste and no flavor. I'm a Luddite or some bullshit like that. What kind of particular shit is that? It's the shit I like. That's what I like. That's my type of shit. You know? Why don't you know y'all just say something nice?
It's showtime.
Can I talk to you about something right quick? Can I record it as well?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to record this.
I don't need any... I need you to record it. I'm fine. It's like a special thing.
So the MCU is kicking ass. Avengers Infinity War is about to come out. Everybody's excited. It's going to make all the money. Everybody's going to go see it. I got tickets already for all of us and all of that.
Wakanda forever.
Flatline is now the third highest grossing film in history in the United States. And then the white people, let's say Black Panther, I said Black Lightning, my bad, which is Black Lightning. and white people were like, what about Justice for Inflation? Then it's 34th, which is still high. And especially considering that we live in a world where people don't go to the movies anymore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a general thing that people don't go to movies like they used to 10 or 15 years ago. Certainly not 20.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel's killing it.
Mm-hmm. They sure are.
There's a competing company called Detective Comics Incorporated.
Okay. Tell me more about them.
They're not killing it at all. And I'm concerned because, you know, I grew up reading Detective Comics.
I'm sorry.
Like, because everybody, you know how, like, you listen to MTR and Chris and D-Palm know all the shit about the Marvel characters and stuff. Well, D-Palm knows about both of them. And I think Chris knows something as well. But, like, I can do that for DC, but I can't really do that for Marvel. And I feel kind of left out of, like, the deep nerd part of the Marvel stuff. Because it's like, you know, they know all, like, the deep characters and stuff. And it's like, I want to learn more about Marvel. So I listen to their character corners a lot to learn about the Marvel characters and stuff.
I basically annoy friend of the show Dustin, because Dustin
knows Marvel like that.
He knows it like that. Plus, Dustin used to work at a literal comic book shop,
right?
Which he still helps out on a regular basis. So
I should ask him some questions. So
don't I be bugging.
So here are my questions about the DC stuff. Like, because I was listening to Nerdpocalypse the other day too, and they're like. And so, because they read like a long list of movie projects that was on a message board that people, that DC has announced. But the thing is, I don't think they're making a lot of the movies. And I'll explain why. So, you know, well, I ask you, what do you know that DC is currently working on? When I say DC, I mean Warner Brothers. So Warner Brothers owns DC and Warner Brothers makes all these movies, except for like a few of them, which we'll mention. You know, it's not like DC has their own studio. It's Warner Brothers making the shit for them. So what do you know that Warner Bros. Is making for the DC movies?
Currently, Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. There's a... Supposed to be a... Is it a solo Harlequin movie?
Right. I'll just keep naming.
There was supposed to be Birds of Prey. But I believe that got axed, correct?
I'll correct after we're done.
Okay. Let's see. Hang on a second.
What are they shooting right
now?
Do you mean
TV and movies?
Just the movies.
Okay, just the movies. Okay. Yeah. Understood.
They're shooting one right now.
Shit, hold on.
You may have heard of it before. You may hear me talk about
Shazam.
It before. Yeah. They're casting one right now. It's a sequel.
Right. Wonder Woman 2.
Right. Any others? Don't strain too hard. If you can't think of any others, that's fine.
Hold on.
Do, 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 do.
Okay, that's it. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. All right. So, the only three that actually we know for a fact are being made are Aquaman, Shazam, and Wonder Woman Part 2. Those are the only ones that have green lights. No reference to Jefferson Pierce and Black Lightning. Because they're casting Wonder Woman, they're shooting Shazam right now, and Aquaman is in post-production and probably going to go into reshoots very soon. The rest are all nebulous, because here's the thing. That Marvel, Kevin Feige has done an excellent job of doing the reveals of the movies. They're making like comic books where they reveal the movies being made. It already has the director and the writer and the star and a release date. There's no nebulousness as to whether it's getting made. The only one that was nebulous like that was Inhumans, which you see they pulled off and gave to the TV division. And well, that went to shit.
Because they knew quality.
Right.
Right. And that's the other thing too. When they make announcements like that, it's not to just tease us, because they have confirmed, they have had as many discussions as they need to make absolutely certain that this project is a thing and that they are going to start working on it in either immediately or in the near future.
Right.
They do not just drop these hints online or these like, oh, well, guess what? We're hiring
Ava DuVernay to direct New Gods.
Yeah, we're in talks with this person to do this, or we're currently scouting this person to do this. You know, no, they don't drop that. They say, hey, guess what? In 2 years' time, y'all gonna get
Black this Panther.
Movie. It's coming.
Yeah, because remember how for a long time people were mad they would never confirm Black Panther? Remember, like, it was like, well, they made Black Panther. There's people said that for years, and they finally confirmed they were making Black Panther, and he was introducing him in Captain America Civil War.
Yeah.
And people were like, why did it take so long? Because they had a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ryan Coogler.
Like Gussie Mausenheimer. We have a plan! Sorry.
Also, we needed Ryan Coogler to come of age, like a good wine. So that way...
So many jokes.
So that way he can be able to create Black Panther.
Right.
So, yeah. So yeah. Also his wife needed to buy him the right software.
Final Draft ain't cheap. That shit is $300.
Sure enough.
Unless you catch a sale. Unless you're lucky to catch a sale.
So, yeah.
But, yeah.
So all these things need to come in. All these things need to fall into place first.
Right. See, the thing with Warner Brothers, and it's important to say Warner Brothers and not DC, because, you know, Marvel, what Marvel did is they created a startup in the mid-2000s to make their own movies. You know, and they got bought by Disney, a company where content and branding were more important to them than stars. That's sort of kind of how, you know, Walt Disney came up. And then, even though they tried star shit at Disney in the early 90s, you know, when in the late 80s, early 90s, when Katzenberg was running their studio, you know, they had a whole lot of Bette Midler and Robin Williams movies. But what do we remember from Disney from that period? We remember the animated stuff, The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, all that stuff, which you could... Ali, who's the voice of The Little Mermaid?
I have no idea.
Exactly. First of all, it is Jodie Benson, but she's not a star like that. You know, people might know James Earl Jones, like... They built movies that were, the movie was the most important thing. It was the thing that sold. The movie was good, and that's why it made money. That's what Marvel is doing. Chris Hemsworth wasn't famous when he was Thor. Chris Evans was a joke to people when he was Captain America.
Yep.
But the movies were good, and they established those people, they made them stars, basically. And because of that, they got them on the cheap and saved money on casting.
There's that too.
Right.
Let's not forget.
Yeah, Warner Brothers is an old-ass studio that operates the way old-ass studios do, especially ones that are owned by large corporations, like Warner Brothers is owned by Time Warner. They announce shit early or let shit, quote-unquote, leak because they are worried about the shareholders and the bottom line and all that kind of stuff. And that's how old studios operate. They will announce shit that never gets made a lot of the time. Sony did that all the time. Sony announced the Popeye animated movie. Never got made. They've announced so many Men in Black movies. Never got made. One Warner Brothers, through New Line Cinema, has announced a whole bunch of Friday movies that never got made. You know, they do that all the time. They think that it can work for comic books as well, but Marvel has changed the game so much that it makes DC and Warner Brothers look bad when they announce these movies that will not get made. So aside from Aquaman, Shazam, and Wonder Woman 2, we have heard all the Fall movies, and I'll update the stats as best as I can from what there's. So you said Harley Quinn solo movie, right?
Right.
Not getting made.
Yeah.
It was just something that was floated around. Harley Quinn and the Joker. Not getting made. Again, it was floated around.
Yep.
Joker's solo origins movie that's not connected to the universe. That's getting made because it's Martin Scorsese, but they don't have a green light yet. They're in active development because Warner Brothers is one of those studios where stars and star filmmakers are key. And so Martin Scorsese comes to them and says, I want to do a Joker movie. And they say, that's fine. I don't want to be connected. Okay.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah. Marvel will be like, Mr. Scorsese, we love your movies. Here's the door. Do you want any peanuts or like a water on your way back to your car?
There's a warm towel on the way out.
Right. What else? Suicide Squad 2. Everybody who was in Suicide Squad 1 wants to come back for part 2. They keep talking about it and shit. But look, we're hanging out. Suicide Squad 2 is coming soon, right, huh? I don't know if they're making that shit ever. Be honest
with you. Miss me with that shit too.
Lord Jesus.
Miss me with it.
Flashpoint or The Flash or whatever they want to call it. They have writers and directors now, but they don't have a green light. Until they get a green light, they ain't making that shit. Is that simple?
Mm-hmm. Ezra Miller doesn't care either because that boy is on Fantastic Beasts, their franchise. And he's just gonna find work.
Right. He went two doors down at the studio. Like, what y'all doing in here?
Right. y'all doing magic?
What else? The Batman. Matt Reeves been talking about the Batman forever. He's still writing it, but he had no green light. He don't even have a star technically because we don't know if the Ben Affleck is coming back because he's so depressed about how bad the movies he was in were. He don't want to come back. He's at the beach just hanging out with his dad bod.
His whole dad bod. This dude showed up to work with a hamburger in his mouth. Where you want me to stand? Over there? You want me to stand over there? Okay.
Black Adam solo movie over at New Line. Because, you know, New Line's making Shazam, not Warner Brothers. But Warner Brothers has to release it. It's a whole... Do you remember New Line Cinema back in the day?
Yes.
They were independent. And then they got bought by Ted Turner. And then Turner Broadcasting got bought by Time Warner. And so you had New Line and Warner Brothers as two separate studios under the same umbrella. Then they made, because they still had hits. They had the Friday movies and they had Hairspray and things like that. Then they made that Golden Compass shit, which flopped so bad that it broke the studio. Warner Brothers had to buy them. So now you see the opening crest of a New Line movie. It says has the Warner Brothers shield and it breaks apart to the New Line clapboard. I'm like, that is the sign of conquering right there. That is conquistador. Right there. Yeah. But so New Line's making Shazam because they had the rights for a very long time. So that's why it's not being made by Warner Brothers proper. But it seems to be, except for one thing, going fairly smoothly over there. You know, they're doing what they want to do. I know we haven't had a regular podcast in a while. It's still like a couple weeks since I pack and move and shit, but I've seen the costume. For those who weren't following me on Facebook, I love the costume. The costume is actually what Captain Marvel looks like in the comic books, the actual comic books, not in fucking Injustice there's some hints from Justice League War in there, the little animated joint, but the color. And the reds and the yellows are straight out of the 1940s, 50s comic books because that's what they're basing the movie on, that and like the new 52 stuff. A lot of people were like, why does it look like that? Is he wearing padding? They all wear padding. It's a behind-the-scenes photo shoot, goddammit. It's not
actually. He's a fictional character. Who cares?
Because at Marvel, they want the characters to look bigger on DC. I mean, that's their thing. But still.
All of It's all these characters, they have a fundamental crutch behind them, and that's because most of the DC characters, they're all godlike.
Yeah, they all have superpowers. Like they're all like alpha level superheroes.
Yeah, like they're all god tier superpowered. So that's the unfortunate thing about a lot of these main characters in the DC universe.
I remember somebody said, a lot of people, even like Grace Randolph, because Ken loves Grace Randolph. And so Ken repeated this to me, and I watched her video because she was also excited for this shit. Now she's like, the costume looks bad. And then when she found out, wait, so it's a family film? So for kids, I guess. She has clearly never read this fucking comic book. And she's asking, is it going to be a family film? It's about children. I guess people assume that it's just Billy Batson. You see Billy Batson for 5 minutes of the picture and he's Shazam for the rest of the movie. That's not how it works. He changes back and forth. And he has brothers and sisters who all they change. They're like the Power Rangers just in like eighth grade.
Yeah, I mean, depending on your speed, what you like, this may not be your movie.
Yeah, it may not be like you're like it's not like it's gonna aim lower than regular comic book. It's gonna aim lower, but also it'll be for like people who like grew up with it, or if you're like a kid at heart, sort of thing. It's not gonna be like cussing and shit. It might even be a PG, but I'm assuming it's gonna be like a soft PG-13 though. I don't think it'll go all the way to PG. It's like, you got Savannah, you got raising the seven deadly sins and shit. I'm assuming they won't make PG.
Oh, you really think that's what it's gonna be?
Oh, well, Ali, it's me. You know I'm nosy. Well, I mean, you know this is my favorite comic book from when I was a kid and still now. So I've observed. You want me to break all the secrets to you that I know?
Oh wow!
So Savannah, of course, is the bad guy. And they're taking like the thing from the new comics where he gets the magic power to be able to see magic. They seem to be taking that a step further because I saw like behind the scenes video stuff where he has magic powers himself now. He can like blast lightning bolts, things like that.
How does he gain those?
Because he was trying to open up Black Adam's tomb and he opened up the wrong thing and he got blasted in the face.
So now he's magical.
Yeah. And beyond, okay. And also the seven deadly sins, like it was representing like some of the sides the kids were reading and the adults when they were rehearsing for the movie, like to try to get a part. So, and I told you that basically they're like demons who are the embodiments of the seven deadly sins of man: pride, envy, greed, hatred, sloth, gluttony, wrath. And
wrath,
lust.
Not wrath, not hatred.
Well, it's in the old comics. It was pride, envy, greed, hatred, selfishness, laziness, and injustice. So if I say hatred, I apologize. I'm quoting T.C. Beck and Bill Parker from 1939. But yeah, so they're actual demons, and like, so they're gonna be in it. They hired like a creature dude who does animatronics and shit from like horror movies and stuff. Like everybody over there worked on David Sandberg's horror movies that New Line tends to make. Also, I've told you that, you know, in the comic I said that other kids become Shazams too, right?
Yes.
You know, including the colored children to the dismay of racist white people. And I told you that Ross Butler is in Toronto working on an undisclosed movie.
Right.
Ross Butler is Asian.
So he's obviously the Asian counterpart to the Asian kid.
Yeah, Ian Chen is the actor. Adam Brody is also in Toronto.
I don't know who Adam Brody is. Tell me.
He's an actor. He's been in stuff. But the most important thing is that people, you know... what's this boy's name playing Freddie Freeman? What's his name? Jack Dylan Grazer. He was in It. And so people have been fan casting It Part 2. Because, you know, in the story, It Part 2 takes place 30 years later when they're grown. And they come back and fight the same clown. So they were saying, ooh, Adam Brody would be a great person to play adult Jack Dylan Grazer.
You think?
New Line thinks so too. That's why Adam Brody is working on an undisclosed movie in Toronto, Canada right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know a little bit slightly more than that, so just to be able to, so I'm not spitballing here. So yeah, you're going to see all the kids become Shazams at the end of the picture.
Well, at the end, you said?
Not the end, but like the third act.
Right, when Billy has to... To blast all of them, I think you said.
Yeah, okay. to shoot them with lightning bolts and transform them. But yeah, so that's all going to happen. So like, I mean, it's going well. Now there's the whole question about what happened with The Rock.
Is he done making cornball movies?
Well, no, is that so? You know, originally he was supposed to be in this movie as well as the other villain, is besides from Savannah, because in the comic, yeah, it's Savannah and Black Adam raising the seven deadly sins together.
Okay.
So, and then of course, you know, we found out, you know, last year that The Rock's getting his own solo Black Adam movie.
Because reasons.
Because, I mean, the obvious reason. It's The Rock. He wants to be the star of the shit. He can't be the star of Shazam because he's not playing Shazam.
See, and that is, so notice too, this is also the reason why Marvel's winning, right? They don't dumb ego. They don't care.
Right. They wouldn't have bent like this to The Rock's ego.
They're like, we're Marvel. Fuck you.
Because the thing is, you can make a solo Black Adam movie. Yes, you can. It's very easy, actually. There's plenty of stories to adapt. I could tell you what stories to adapt. But Black Adam's not that popular outside of comic books. Shazam barely is.
You kidding me? Like, Rock wanted his own movie. I understand because, yes, I'm an actor. I want everything for myself.
No, not my actor. I'm a star. I'm so popular and famous and rich. Right. I have a staff dedicated to bringing my portable gym across the country with me.
I mean, how else am I going to keep sore? You think this body makes itself? So here's the other thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff, it wouldn't have mattered to Marvel because Marvel has a plan already. Mm-hmm. They know where they want to go. They know the direction they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you don't find Marvel. Marvel finds you.
Right.
You need to understand that.
Because, I mean, then the fucked up part is that The Rock's been attached to that part since 2007.
This idea where, you know, you walk up to them and you tell them the movie that they ought to be making is just ludicrous.
That's how most studios operate, though. I mean, it's like they want a star because, like, they still operate under the star system where they want a star to be in it, so they'll do whatever the star says, especially when, like, somebody as famous as.
It's like you don't understand. It's like they don't understand fans.
Right.
Fans care about the content, the material first. And then if it's attached to a star, that's great. When they cast Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa, like, young people do not know Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, we did. He's probably one of the bigger stars they've cast in one of these parts. I would say
older that. People who like to watch black biopics know Chadwick Boseman. Don't even do it.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you. young people, low 20s and whatnot, they don't know nothing about no Chadwick Boseman.
Because every movie he's played an old black person.
Thank you. Exactly. Right?
Mr. Black History Month.
Right. But they cast him in this, and we didn't care. Like, we didn't care that it's Chadwick Boseman. Most of the fans, they were like, "It's Black Panther."
Right.
Black Panther's gonna be on the screen. Same thing for things like Thor and
Captain America.
Captain America. It's not. Ooh, it's Chris Evans.
Everybody was like, Chris Evans, that motherfucker. That's what they were saying.
Because people were concerned more about about Captain America. It's it's Captain America played by Chris Evans, not Chris Evans to play Captain America.
Right. Which is why, though, I like them casting Zachary Levi to play Captain Marvel or Shazam in the movie. Because aside from the fact he probably knows more about the character than anybody else on that set, at least, like, naturally, I'm sure. They, you know, the writers and directors, you know, because we watched Sandberg, a.k.a. Pony Smasher, on his Twitter as he was, you know, reading through every single last old Captain Marvel comic from the 1940s he could get his hands on. But Zachary Levi already knew all the shit because, you know, he runs a whole nerd HQ brand. They put on, like, parties and stuff like that. He reads comics. He knows all that stuff already. So he sort of kind of knows who the character is. Like, people were saying, bring in John Cena should play. So John Cena versus The Rock. I'm like, have you seen this nigga's face? I mean, he's not ugly, but he's got that strong ass face.
Super charismatic looking.
Right, right. Like the thing is, like, you know, he could play tough guys. They cast John Cena as Duke Nukem. That fits him. If he was in Shazam, he should be playing IBAC, not Captain Marvel. Because the whole thing is that he's still a kid, but not like, "Ooh, I'm a kid, Goofy." But like, there's an innocence and a naivete and just a general sense of he's an old. What happened?
He has to come through in the face.
Right. He's like an old fashioned Superman type hero. Like, that's who he is. Like, smiles and blushes and gee gosh golly and all that kind of stuff. John Cena, that's not that.
When I see John Cena smile, I'm getting ready for to get punched in the face.
Right.
I'm not thinking about like, oh, charismatic and heroic and whatever. Yeah. I'm thinking about you're smiling because of something maniacal is about to happen. So,
right. That's why I said he can play IBAC.
Yeah, I'm not here for that. This doesn't make any sense. And people just think, okay, he's
memes.
Got the body. No, people just think he's got the body. And yes, true, also memes. But it's like, okay, we need somebody who has the body already.
Right.
And you're like, okay, John Cena, he's white and he's got the body. Like, that's not how you cast movie. You can turn the person into whatever you want, right? So Zachary Levi
That poor man is sitting there eating nothing but naked chicken breast and broccoli.
With no seasoning.
I saw a little bit. I think there's a little bit of seasoning on it. And he's in the gym. Because Men's Health is trying to talk shit to him about, oh, he's not as big as he is. That costume is padded. You know, he's getting big. He's not big enough. And they're trying to like interview his trainer and shit and the costume designer and shit. Y'all are doing too goddamn much. Why don't you go back to showing us some of these supposedly straight models y'all be putting on y'all's cover?
Whoa.
Like Jesse Williams said, sit down. Shit. But yeah, the only other person I said that I really wanted to play Shazam when I was doing my fan casting was Channing Tatum, who's, of course, now he's Gambit because he, you know, I guess.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, he's probably the only star I could think of who could do it. Armie Hammer could do it too, but I didn't want Armie Hammer because he's box office poison. But yeah. I'm not showing them to you. I'm never watching them again, but have you seen some of these Shazam fan-made trailers out on YouTube?
I've seen some of them.
These people have never read this comic book a day in their goddamn life. They've seen like that Shazam Superman cartoon, the one there where he fights Black Adam. And that's fucking it. Because it's like, they get everything wrong. They use clips of some 5-year-old as Billy Batson. The whole thing's about Black Adam and nobody else. Like, they get so much of the shit, the tone, and of course it's dark and dramatic when it's a comedy. It's always been a comedy since 39, but more like 1942, 43, when they noticed that it was better for him to be funny Superman than just Superman ripoff, you know? They're awful. I don't want him. So that's Shazam. Hopefully it's good. If it's good, comic book fans won't like it. Kids and family audiences might like it. I don't know. If it's not good, I'm coming to Burbank. Wonder Woman 2, which is an obvious layup. Wonder Woman 1 made a lot of money. It was good. I don't care what y'all say. I like that third act. I just don't like a couple of shots of her with the rampage because you could tell she's from a fucking green screen. But people are like, they don't like Ares as a villain. People are entitled to their opinion. Ares as a villain.
I don't like David Thewlis as Ares as a villain.
Well, he's hiding in costume.
He's got a goddamn mustache. You look old. you look raggedy.
Did you want him to transform into a young, sexy Ares to make y'all feel better?
No, I wanted him because he doesn't look imposing at all.
But that's the whole point. He's not supposed to look imposing. He's hiding in plain sight.
No, in the final act, you said that you like the final act, so I'm talking about the final act. The final act is David Thewlis in the mustache in armor. And I'm like, I'm not scared of you because you're not my... I don't know her.
Should they have made him grow like a full beard or something like that? What could they have done to like butch up David Thewlis when they showed him close-up shots of him in the armor?
Honestly, here's the thing. I knew David Thewlis before, but he was playing a professor
Harry Potter at Hogwarts.
And so here's the deal. He is in the same makeup and hair as So in my head, I'm just like, what is Professor such and such doing in this armor? Because he has the mustache and everything. And I'm like, do something with the mustache. Take the mustache off or put a beard or just have a whole, I don't know, either a different character or do some CGI to the face. But you cannot have this middle-aged looking man, right, go through the entire movie and fake us out. And that's great. But in the third act, after the fake out is revealed, you need to turn him into something that is actually scary and imposing so that where we can see that the stakes have changed.
Right.
Now I will destroy you.
Yeah, I mean, all of that is fine. It's just, David Thewlis, you look like my math professor.
Right.
Okay.
And a lot of folks were angry about, you know, Wonder Woman found her true level of power through love because they found it problematic. It might be problematic, but that's integral to who the character is. That's sort of kind of, even in every revision, is that her true power comes from love. Maybe they have made it her think of her mom as well. So it's like all forms of love, not just sexual love for Chris Pine as Steve Trevor. But Wonder Woman operates out of love. That's where her power comes from. Because I remember telling Carolyn, I was surprised how they kept it to like the old school Wonder Woman. And that's really the reason that she didn't like it, which I understand. Like, because I mean, that most of the movies, except for making it World War I and not II, came straight out of All-Star Comics number 8. I was surprised that it went to that traditional with it. That's why I liked it. Because I was expecting it to be Zack Snyder-y and dark and shit. And even the third act did get a little bit Snyder-ish here and there. But at least I could see everything. Mm. So Wonder Woman Part 2. They've cast Kristen Wiig as the Cheetah. And the internet, once again, Kristen Wiig, the one from Bridesmaids, she can't play Cheetah. She's a comedian. She's so skinny.
Yeah, because comedians never... Comedians can only play comedians.
Yeah. Kristen Wiig doesn't have the Vince Vaughn problem. Vince Vaughn looks adorable no matter what he does. He can't help it. Kristen Wiig, she's adorable, but we see her in France up in the face to where she can... look like she can fuck somebody up.
Dude, I don't even care. Like, even there were parts of Bridesmaids where I was like, you're a mean bitch. Look, when she drew up to that bridal party, and they handed her that glass of that tumbler of wine, and she was like, ew, she's got wine at the kids, and she must, and she's so cool, sips wine. Fuck, that's good. I was like, that's right, you are bitter.
Listen, so many good comedic actors have done dark dramatic turns. Jim Carrey, Robin Williams. Kristen Wiig can probably do it, so we'll find out. And I'm not worried about her, you know, the whole bit. They said anything about Gal Gadot. And Gal Gadot's the only one who can't wear Patton because, you know, her costume won't allow for it. So she actually had to eat and stuff and get that big. You know, and like, besides the point of that, most of the stunts for the Cheetah is going to be done by the stunt person anyway. Just like with Shazam, Zachary Levi is doing some of them stunts. That's why he was... some of that you saw was padding for stuff because he's falling and shit and getting punched and all that kind of stuff. And he's also in pretty good weather. But you know, you remember Zoom from The Flash?
Yeah.
The guy who was not the voice, but the body of Zoom is his stunt double on Shazam.
Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Look, all you need to worry about is, can you deliver these lines?
Right.
You know, can you do it, you know, within to make it seem real and mm-hmm. all that? And can you do well? And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Although I feel like Wonder Woman 2 is going to be fine because people trust Patty Jenkins, you know, now that Snyder's gone, they don't have to worry about that. I think that one will go through fine. And plus, it's because I was surprised they went with Ares in the first. I was surprised they didn't go with Cheetah for the first movie, but they saved her for part two. And now we're getting Cheetah. Because, you know, people who've seen Super Friends think immediately Wonder Woman, they think Cheetah, just like that. So, long as she don't have that ridiculous.
Add that ridiculous accent like these.
They had to call someone better and scarier. So yeah, they're making those. They're not making anything else. At least not yet. They might make The Flash. We'll talk about that. They might make The Batman. but they might recast it. Gotham City Sirens, not Birds of Prey. That got canned when David Ayer said, "Fuck y'all, I'm making Bright."
Yeah, you know, that turned out.
Yeah. It made money. They're making Bright, too. I know it wasn't good, but people didn't like it, but people watched it enough, so Netflix is like, y'all watched it, though. That's what Netflix said.
That is the ultimate hypocrisy. It was like, yeah, it's terrible, but y'all watched it multiple times, though.
Right. What else are they supposed to be working on? Green Lantern Corps, which has been floating around forever. Ever since Green Lantern 1 with Ryan Reynolds didn't make any money. I remember the last thing I heard was that there was
rumor. But Ryan Reynolds was smart. He was like, let me hitch my wagon to this new horse.
Right. I remember there was a rumor because they hired also the director
too in the movie that I'm going to be in.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I remember short flame that movie.
I remember there was a rumor that they're looking at hiring the guy who directs the Mission Impossible movies. And then the other part of the rumors that they were thinking about hiring Tom Cruise to play Hal Jordan. And the internet, once again, fell apart. Lord. Tom Cruise as Hal Jordan doesn't sound like an awful idea, just the fact that he's really short. That's the only thing I would worry about.
Tom Cruise is not going to play any superhero. Not for y'all.
Because I know they're trying to hire like an older man to play Hal Jordan, a young guy to play, John Stewart?
They're not going to, no. Mm-mm.
Because also, people just heard about the Tom Cruise thing. They were like, Black Panther brought us black people. So y'all would still hire a white man to play Green Lantern. And I remember going on Twitter be like, but they have both of them. And they're both there. I think people just...
They can exist in the same movie.
But I think they were like, people just want to see just Jon Stewart by himself. But I'm like...
Oh my God. Y'all, there are multiple Green Lanterns that can exist in the same timeline.
We know this, Ollie, but a lot of people, they've only seen the cartoon on the Cartoon Network, Justice League cartoon, where it's just Jon Stewart by himself.
Like, I mean, how many of them do you have right now? You have like, by now you have like four different Green Lanterns for the Earth sector area. Five. One of them happens to be a woman. I mean.
Yeah. Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart, Guy Gardner, Jessica Cruz, and the Muslim guy. Christ, I forgot his name. I just knew it. It went on my head. Let me look him up.
But yeah, so that's not even a problem. Brandon, listen, I need to go to this party.
Okay. But yeah. Anything else that they're supposed to make it? Cyborg, they ain't making that shit. New Gods, we'll see. Simon Baz is the Arabic Green Lantern. Okay. But yeah, sure. Anything else? Anything else that I'm missing? Oh, Justice League 2 and Man of Steel 2. Ha.
Sure.
Ha. Sure, Jan.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the problem with Warner Brothers. They don't understand the whole Marvel Studios comic book thing. They don't understand it at all.
Listen, when I saw the rumor of Justice League 2, I was like, I just remember in my head like a scene of like if Justice League, if DC or Justice League was a girl going to her first prom and she comes downstairs and her parents meet her at the foot, and they're like, "Where do you think you're going?" Right. "I'm going to the prom."
No, you ain't. Listen,
no, you ain't.
They wouldn't make a sequel to Superman Returns because it didn't make enough of a profit for them to. But it made a profit.
Wow.
They even waffled on Man of Steel 2 because it didn't make enough of a profit. Do we really think they could make Justice League Part 2 when Justice League Part 1 was an embarrassment and a flop for them and like a gigantic money pit? No.
Yeah, y'all chill out with
that. That ship, as they say, has sailed, and Ali needs to sail as well. So, Ali, have a good time at the party. This has been a very impromptu special episode of the Say Something Nice podcast. The Say Something Nice podcast. Speak, Brandon, speak, damn it. I just had to get that out because I've been thinking about this for like the last couple of days. It's like, and like, no. Yes, Warner Brothers is fucking up, for the record. They are fucking up. I want them to do better. I really do want them to do better. Will they do better? We don't know. Because it means Warner Brothers, it's not Marvel. But you know, if they make a good movie, I'll watch. If they don't, well, I won't. So, and of course, if Shazam is bad, Delta Airlines will be here for me. It comes out like April 5th next year, April 6th. If you see me at the Hartford Jackson Delta Terminal, y'all know what happened. All right, we'll see y'all later. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Black Panther is now the third highest grossing movie of all time in America.
It sure is.
It's beat out the Titanic.
That's right.
White people are mad. Okay, so I can tell the story. This can go on the front before we got the review. So I'm already recording anyways. All right.
Story time.
So once upon a time, I was on the Hollywood Reporter comment section, you know, doing what I often do on the internet, which is, you know, correcting racists.
That's right. You're champion of the people.
Yeah.
You.
And I go to comment a couple of months after that, and I find out I have been banned from the Hollywood Reporter comment section.
Were your comments
everything that I said was nothing short of exemplary in my comportment. There was not a single cursing word. I did not, you all caps. I did not even say anything rude.
What did you say, bro?
I don't remember. It wasn't even that serious. I was correcting somebody who said something wrong. That's all I was doing. But they banned me. And I'm still banned. But now I go by their comment section about things because, you know, speaking of Black Panther in the article about it being the top three, you know, the third highest grossing movie in the U.S., you know, there's so much, the amount of racist shit people have said. Yeah, I went to go see Black Panther, but I didn't enjoy it because it's so much SJW nonsense.
Okay, and they probably got banned too.
No, they're still there.
After saying that.
No, they're still there. When you ban you, they take down your comment and they take down your profile. They're still there.
Wait.
And I'm not even done. They were talking about, somebody said Gone with the Wind is a better movie. I mean, but as long as you can stand, let me finish. You understand the political things in it. Political things. Slavery. I'm not done yet. I know you're jumping a bit. Let me finish. There's more racism. They call Ava DuVernay an activist director. And said white people didn't want to go see her movie because she took a white story and made it black. Somebody said that maybe Tomb Raider would have done better with SJWs if it included quote lesbos, unquote. And all course of black and brown people who are ruining America and is anti-white. You know, they went to the whole white countries are for everyone thing. It was a whole mess. And all those comments are still there. People are not banned. I blocked every single last one, reported every single last comment that I could. And I tweeted the Hollywood Reporter and said, what is this? And I screen capped. Okay. I had to get all that out. I'm sorry.
Okay. So there's a way to comment on Hollywood Reporter that I'm not aware of, because you're talking about things like getting banned and you're also talking about things like blocking people.
Yeah.
So how are you logging in to comment?
There's a comment section. It's hidden by default now.
Okay. How does one gain the ability to comment?
You have a Discogs account. That's all you need.
Discus?
Yeah. Discogs. That's a whole different story. Yeah, Discus.
Okay. So all you need is a Discus profile so that you can comment.
Yeah. They ban you.
And then you can just make a new Discus profile.
I did.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't have had to. Why did I have to do that?
I'm curious now about the content of yours, because if they're not banning these people, or how long has that article been up, by the way?
These articles have been up for like the last couple of months. That one is the most recent one. I went through the ones about Tomb Raider. I went back about roughly a month or so through all of those comments.
And they're not banning these people. Like you said, so basically when you go back to the article that you commented on, your comment is not there anymore.
Nope, not at all.
And your profile is gone.
No, that article's from years ago. I don't even remember what it was anymore. That's how long ago it was, like 2 or 3 years ago.
So your comment might still actually be there.
No, it's gone. I remember seeing it that he deleted it.
I see. Interesting. I'm very biased of that website, although I am not very surprised.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised at all, huh?
No, we shouldn't. So that's why we should put our energy into something else. I wouldn't worry too much on it. I hope it doesn't. Don't make it stress you out. Because it's like, that's just racist. And racist be racist-y.
That's racist. And that little boy in the meme says.
I would not sweat it at all. I was listening to Rod and Karen yesterday, one of their latest podcasts where Rod reads that article about how to not let things.
Which episode was this?
Let me find it. Rod was reading an article online. Somebody was talking about how they're done letting all they're done letting things get to them.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. It was from I think it's not The Think Piece Begins, but Popping Bullets, Dripping Blood.
Oh, the review of The Walking Dead. I don't listen to those all the way through because I don't watch the show.
Wait, I don't think it's that. Hold on. Saving Your Energy.
Okay.
From Monday.
I have to leave.
Ron and Karen discuss Sinclair broadcasting statements and Winnie Mandela.
Oh, I did hear that. I had to go back and listen to that one again.
Yeah, but they talked about that and I was just like, wow. That is, and Rod was talking about his experience and he's just like, you know what? I'm not putting my energy into this anymore because I'm giving all these people the power. And I was like, that's what I'd be trying to say. That's what I'd be trying to tell you, bro. Like, I don't want you to be
stressed out
about these people because you will not stop racist. I promise you, you will not. you, me, and a bunch of other people. We still want, no matter how much, we can make a whole Voltron together and we will not be enough.
Ain't that sad, though?
It's sad, but, you know, that's... These people, the amount of energy they put into all that, it's gonna kill them eventually. Uh-huh. So I'm going to focus on trying to live my best Black life. And right now, you know, Black Panther doing all this good stuff. In fact, because of that, all the good stuff, notice how much more Black Panther and Wakanda in the Infinity War trailers.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I just saw a TV spot where it was literally focused on the fact that things are happening in Wakanda, where Okoye has a couple of lines and, you know, T'Challa has a couple of lines.
T'Challa.
Yeah. In fact, they even showed like a clip. They showed in the TV spot. You know, it was like a really short little TV spot, but they showed Bucky for the second time. Now he's in his
white wolf
uniform. Yeah, in his uniform. And Jesus, Brandon, if you see this guy's skin, if you see his hair, I was like, that's why I literally sent a text to my friend with the TV spot, and this is what I said. Let me get this text. Listen, I was like, what? Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my friend is retarded when he speaks. All right. Yeah, so when I saw the TV spot, I was just so alive with it. I sent it to my friend and I was like, look at Bucky's skin and hair. He is glowing. His skin, his hair is so full of Viv. Is there nothing Wakanda can't do for your body?
Won't Wakanda do it?
Won't it though?
Won't it, Will?
I was just like... And then, Brandon, I found the clip. Then I found the clip on Tumblr. And the comments are black. Brandon, the comments... The replies, people are like, Bucky look like he's advertising for Head and Shoulders.
No, he's advertising for, well, not for Shea Moisture anymore. I don't know. Who's not problematic?
Oh my God.
Uncle Jimmy's, I don't know.
They said his skin looks mightier. And he was just like, and somebody brought back the same thing from the Wakanda memes from when the movie came out, where they said that, you know, in Wakanda, the air is infused with jojoba oil.
So it's jojoba oil, not jojoba oil. I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
I don't know, Brandon, but that's how I pronounced it. Because Brandon, somebody said that it's in the wind. So that's why your skin stays blemish free.
Lord Jesus. All right, but we should get started though.
Oh God. God damn it, I love being black.
I do too.
God
damn it.
Oh, okay. Oh my. All right.